Oca i Sina i Duha Svetoga. Hristos Voskrse!
Vaistinu Voskrse!
Hristos Voskrse!
Vaistinu Voskrse!
Christ is risen!
Truly is risen!
Zaista Hristos Voskrse, kao što kaže Sveti Vladika Nikolaj Žički i Okritski, svesrpski i svepravoslavni, koga danas slavimo prenos mošti u njegovih čudesnih, čudotvornih iz Amerike u Srbiju. Hristos Voskrse, tugu odnese, zemlju potrese i radost donese. I ništa više nije isto. I zaista, u Starom Zavetu su braće i sestre proroci govorili, vapili ka nebu, govorili sve je staro, ništa novo pod suncem. Sve do dolaska Hrista, do njegovog strašnog i slavnog vaskrsenja, e sada možemo da kažemo da je novo pod suncem, ništa više nije isto. Ovaj svet pun bola, pun patnje, pun mržnje, pun laži, pun greha, pun stradanja, nije isti. Iako i dalje, braćo i sestre, i vidimo i greh, i patnju, i nepravdu, i stradanje, i bol, i suzu, ali je svaka suza, i svaka patnja, i svaki greh, i svako pokajanje osmišljeno, zrat i svetlosti vaskrsloga Gospoda su pali i svaku tugu i svaku suzu osmisleni, braće i sestre. I ništa više nije isto pod suncem, pod ovom kapom nebeskom. I zato slaveći ovo vaskrsenje, u ovoj četvrtoj, počinje četvrta nedelja, od vaskrsenja Gospoda Boga i spasa našega Isusa Hrista, crkva nas poziva da iskoristimo banju spasenja, ovu duhovnu banju spasenja u kojoj se nalazimo, ovu crkvu Božiju i svaku crkvu Božiju, svaki dom Božiji, svako mjesto molitve, da uđemo u banju kupelji, u banju koja preporađa, u banju koja osnažuje, u banju koja daje novu energiju, u banju koja leči duhovnu paralizu. Svi smo paralizovani, braće i sestre. Ne telesno, Bogu hvala, ali smo paralizovani duhovni, paralizovani smo grehom. Otežali smo grehom, celo telo i naša cela duša nosi strašne terete greha i nemamo snage da se vinemo u nebo ka Gospodu Bogu i spasom našem Isusu Hristu. I zato nam danas crkva nudi ovo divno evanđelje, ovom bolesnom čovjeku koji je 38 godina ležao, uzet, kvadriplegičar, potpuno oduzet, stradao. I ovo evanđelje nas strašno upozorava da je stradao zbog greha. Jer kaže tamo, idi, kad ga je iselio Gospod Isus Hristos, idi i ne greši više da ti šta gore ne bude. I ovdje vidimo da greh može biti, braćo i sestre, uzrok stradanja. Da greh može biti uzrok bolesti. I da greh može, kao što jeste, biti uzrok smrti. Jer apostol Pavle blagovesti, plata za greh je smrt. I ovdje vidimo, kao što smo i vidjeli, da to nije uvek slučaj kod onog slepo rođenog čovjeka, kada su ga apostoli Krista pitali, učitelju, ko sagreši, on ili roditelji njegovi, te se rodi slep, a Hristos je odgovorio, niti on, niti roditelji njegovi, nego da se jave dela Božija na njemu. Ali danas imamo drugačiji primjer, imamo opomenu i, kao što rekao u onoj prvoj besedi, imamo buđenje. Nekada je i šamar potreban da bi probudio čovjeka, posebno čovjeka koji duhovnim snom spava, koji ne vodi računa o spasenju, o duši, nego je zaspao uljuljkan i ušuškan u ovaj svet, u komfor ovoga sveta, u ovo sve što imamo, udobne postolje, udobne krevete, dakle udobne fotelje, udobne automobile, dobru hranu, pun tanjer, ogromne televizore, povećavaju se telefoni, povećavaju se televizori, kompjuteri, ali se smanjuje prostor duše. Obuzima ga ono što ne treba da ga obuzima, braće i sestre. Sve smo više dalji jedni od drugih. Sve smo udaljeniji. Umjesto da budemo braća i sestre u Gospodu, da jedni druge pridržavamo, kako silazimo u ovu banju vitezdu, da jedni drugima pomažemo, da se okrepimo u ovoj banji vitezdi, mi gledamo samo svoja posla. Mi prolazimo kao što su prolazili mnogi pored ovog bolesnog čovjeka. 38 godina je ležao, 38 godina je gledao, podizao pogled svoj, ne bi li naišao čovjek.
ali čovjeka nije bilo. Mnogi su nazovi ljudi prolazili, ali čovjeka nije bilo. Istinskog čovjeka da se sagne nad njim, da pusti suzu nad njegovom sudbinom, da ga pridigne, da ga napoji možda vodom i da ga prinese u tu banju koju se čudo događalo jedan put godišnje. Sveštenici su prolazili. Gle, preko puta je hram. Jer znamo iz istorije da je banja Viteza, da se zove tako ovčija banja, zato što su tuda provodili vovce, prali ih, uređivali ih, pre nego što bi ih uveli u pretvorje hrama, da bi ih tamo žrtvovali i prineli na žrtvu. Preko puta je hram. Sveštenici su prolazili tuda, fariseji su prolazili tuda, sadukeji, književnici, svi oni koji su na izgled držali zakon, ali čovjeka nije bilo, dok nije naišao istinski čovjek i istinski Bog i nagnuo se na sudbinu ovoga čovjeka i podigao ga i pitao ga da li želi da ozdravi, da li želi da se izbavi od grijeha, da li se kaje, da li hoće da ustane i da to više ne čini. I vidimo da je to i učinio, kao što rekao, prva sljedeća rečenica po ozdravljenju je šta? Vidimo tog čovjeka u hramu Božijem, gdje slavi ime Božije. I mi ne treba, braći i sestre, da čekamo da nas bole zadesi, da nas stradanje zadesi, da nas nedaća zadesi, da nas iskušenje zadesi, da bi se setili da blagodarimo ime i da slavimo ime Božije. Bogu treba prvo blagodariti, prvo ga slaviti, pa mu blagodariti, pa mu tek onda tražiti. Neka bi Bog dao nama snage da iskoristimo blagodati crkve, blagodati svete evharistije, liturgije i da se napajamo i da se kupamo u banji toj vitezdi, u banji blagodati, u toj vodi blagodati, da zdravimo dušom, da bi zdravo naše telo bilo, braćo i sestri, jer znamo da postoje psihosomatski poremećaji, a to su dakle poremećaji tela izazvani stradanjem duše i sve ih je više u ovom svetu u kojem mi živimo. Neka je Gospod s vama, još jedan put vas pozdravljam sve radosnim pozdravom koji treba da bude moto našega života, kao što je sveti Serafim Sarovski uvek pozdravljao, ne u ovom periodu samo ovih 40 dana od Vaskrsa do Spasodana, već cijele godine, ne dobar dan kako si, nego Hristos Vaskrse, radosti moja. Ja, to je moto našega života. Ovo je ono u čemu živimo. Ovo je ono što nam pomaže da prevazilazimo sve svoje probleme i sva svoja iskušenja. Hristovo vaskrsenje. Na tom kamenu je sazidana crkva Božija. Sa tom verom, sa tom nadom, sa tom radošću mi hodimo kroz ovaj život. My brothers and sisters, Christ is risen. Nothing is the same anymore. Truly, in this world filled with grief, filled with sorrow, filled with afflictions, sicknesses, various sicknesses, filled with sin, nothing is the same anymore. In the Old Testament we hear and read from the prophets of the church that nothing's new under the sun. And of course, nothing was new under the sun. Everything was same until the moment when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, an infinite God, broke into this world and lived with us and suffered for us and for our salvation because of our sins, sin and errors of the people, as we read in the liturgical prayers, and died, and the third day he rose up, he resurrected, and now nothing is the same anymore. Even though we still see pain, we still see tragedies, we still see illnesses, sicknesses, we still see sorrow and grief in this world, everything has a new meaning now that we have this great news, Evangelion, the good news of Christ and His resurrection. And we are in the spiritual spa, my brothers and sisters, right now standing in it, and we have a chance to get well, to get so much needed healing, my brothers and sisters, like this man that laid for 38 years expecting
for a man to show up to help him to get into this pool and to get well, to be made whole. And it's very interesting, my brothers and sisters, the relationship between the word holy and to be made whole. And in the Serbian language as well, iscelenje, or Russian language, iscelenje, it's same, to be made whole. Znači, vratiti celost čoveku, a ne samo telo, not only body, but the spiritual wellness as well, and health as well. And I urge you, my brothers and sisters, to use the grace of the church that's given to us through the Holy Sacraments of the Divine Liturgy to help each other. We are brothers and sisters. We are to help each other in this quest for healing. We are to carry each other, not to turn our head like many people did. Not only ordinary people, but priests. Just across the street was a temple. Many priests in those 38 years passed by this suffering man, this poor man, and probably turned their heads to the other side, because it wasn't a nice scene to see this quadriplegic man laying down and begging for help and begging for mercy. Scribes passed by, those that upheld the law. Pharisees passed by. No one was a true man until Christ showed up. My brothers and sisters, may God give you strength to be in likeness and image, to emulate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so we can become true men, to fight the disease of our soul, which is sin. And we see in today's gospel that sin can cause suffering. We also see in other gospel messages and lessons that it's not always a cause of suffering and of illnesses, of infliction, as we see in that gospel that relates a message about a blind man who was born blind. And when the apostles asked Christ who sinned, was it him or his parents? So he was born blind. Christ answered, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, it wasn't either him or his parents, but he was born blind so that the grace and glory of God can be shown upon him." So we see that not always we suffer because of the sin, but sin can cause our suffering, brothers and sisters. So we have to wage the war with sin. And I invite you all to use the grace and mercy and holy sacraments of the church so we can be strengthened in our quest for salvation. I'll use this opportunity to welcome and greet our guest today, Father Daniil, Otec Daniil, from the Russian Church, St. Nicholas Russian Church here in the city. And it's always a great joy to testify that in the church, inside this spiritual spies, we said, and this ark of salvation, there is no ethnicity. And I always emphasize this. I cannot emphasize this enough. It's very important to know also that emphasizing nationality, ethnicity, before orthodoxy is a heresy, actually. And it was condemned as a heresy called ethnophilatism. Inside the church, there is no ethnicity. There is no Greek or Judean, as we read in the epistle of St. Apostle Paul. And it's great to testify that we are all people of God. And it's really a blessing to have all these different nationalities inside the Church of God celebrating Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, Father, welcome. And this is your church, even though we have different jurisdictions, but it is not right to say Serbian church or Russian church or Albanian or Greek or American. After all, it is when we read the creed, we say, and in one holy Catholic, that means universal and apostolic church. One holy Catholic and apostolic church. So there is only one church, but we do have different jurisdictions. Welcome, Father.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.